we have Armenian, Georgian, etc. So it comes with cultural differences between this and other region in Europe. Neighboring area, we are considering Turkey, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Georgia as our neighboring area.
Neighboring to whom?
To Southeastern Europe, yeah. Next. Well, I...
Just a comment. Armenia is found somehow also in Australasia, so please consider that.
I didn't mention, but we have a song contents, Euro song with Australia, and Australia is Southeastern Europe. So basically, we can add Australia, Israel, whatever. Yeah. Yes.
So this is all you. This is all you, huh?
I did some SWOT analysis, small one. It's not a big SWOT analysis, and you can see what I am thinking about ICAN presence in the region. Strength. ICAN is viewed in the region like a global and powerful organization running very important and critical world resources. I think it's clear. So ICAN can talk directly to the governments and have influence in IT decisions in the region, especially regarding governments. ICAN also have some agreements with some of the governments in the region, Macedonia, Bulgaria. So this is how we from the region, from Southeastern region, how we see ICAN influence to some major decision in our country can be used. ICAN can contribute with knowledge and money for the internet development in the region. I think it's clear. Weaknesses. I should start that first weakness is also the strength. It's ICAN is viewed in the region like an U.S. corporation, which means that ICAN is a right hand of United States of America government, U.S. government, for average IT people. So this is the sense how we see ICAN. But ICAN, luckily, is not very well known in the region. Very few of us who are dealing with mostly with CCs and IGF initiatives, we know about organization, about ICAN. Do not have any ICAN accredited registrars, which is important to ICAN. Why? Think of it. It's expensive for our companies to become ICAN registrars. We have very few or none new GTLDs in the region. Why very few? We have ILIA with .site and .online. .site and .online managed by Core System, which is from Switzerland. So it's not from our region, it's for our region, some of the countries with Cyrillic script, but it's not from the region. We have, I think, only one multi-stakeholder organization in the region. maybe I'm over reacting here, because we have some ISOC chapters, we have some other, let's say, initiatives which can be somehow which we can include in multi-stakeholder model, but as a organization, I think we have only one. True, a minor organization. So it's CCTLD from Serbia. It's organized on ICANN roots. I didn't heard about anything similar in the region. Yes, I am.
Jumping. Yes. Dusan, just Lena, for the record, actually we have Internet Governance Council in Armenia, which is a multi-stakeholder organization, entity, so I wanted to stress that out.
Okay. Okay.
There are two.
So okay. I will change. Yes. Like I said, Australia and Armenia are from neighboring countries. I'm joking. Well, we have a small number of Southeastern Europe participants at ICANN meetings and working groups. You can see that from this room. Small contribution from the region in ICANN working groups. We have the very same thing as strength is ICANN can talk directly to the government, which is without good preparation can be very lousy, with lousy results and at the end.
Can I interfere for the last moment?
Yes.
Just comment, Dusan, Siranush, for the record, you put this as a strength and weaknesses, and I completely agree with you, because one of the key suggestions which were coming from internet users community was that when ICANN is coming to the region, first of all, they should meet the people in the region who are already certified ALS and engaged somehow, and they are knowledgeable. And if they meet with the government, they should bring out the ICANN community, which is based in local regions, with them to that government. Because sometimes for local people, it's very difficult to get to their own government.
Yes.
If there is no another support. So this is a good point to highlight here.
Next slide. Opportunities. Well, thinking about opportunities, I could easily add 10 more, but let's stick to what I highlighted here: better representation in the region with much more visibility and usability, sharing knowledge and involving more people into ICANN processes, more registrars, new GDLDs in the region, sharing a multi-stakeholder model among organization and IG education, better approach to the countries, better execution in sponsoring and in investments, role of a bridge between Southeastern and Western European countries. ICANN in Southeastern Europe can produce a model for best approach to less developed countries, a unique one, and that model can be used for different parts in the world. I think it's all clear, and if you need to clarify some of these statements, I will. Next slide. Treats. Well, status quo. We can continue to hold the position of an organization which is not recognized by the common people. We can have mutual ignorance between Southeastern countries and ICANN, which I think we have right now. ICANN can enter into political sphere with or without intention, and it's dangerous for ICANN in if they enter somehow in political sphere. ICANN can enter into crime sphere because I think with it can be easily done without any intention from ICANN. It can be a trap in the region. So the number of CCs and Gs stays and as it is now, missing the opportunity to use very live community in southeastern countries. I think for all of us from the region that this is clear. Yes.
Jean-Jacques, for the record, can you just explain again what you mean by enters into the crime sphere?
You're not from Southeastern Europe, so... Basically, without your intention, you can do collaboration with entities which are owned or whatever in a gray zone, let's say. In our countries.
So could it be what, people who might have a registrar business but who might have other businesses that are not very good?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you just for clarifying.
Change the word crime here.
Next slide. So is this a call for action for you? I have heard last time that it is. So basically, what I'm suggesting for ICANN is special program with special discounts for new accredited registrar in the region. It's best for both sides to have special treatment for registrars. Second thing is special program similar like first for new Gs in the region. Mm-hmm. Because also it's a high price for opening new GTLD in our region. Special educational approach for the existing registrars through workshops done with local CCs because there is no Gs. About accredited registry program, special educational approach about multi-stakeholder and the internet governance in association with organization like Europe, AC and Council of Europe, also with local community and organizations. Education in e-business, cybersecurity and other technologies in association with ENISA first, OSCE, and of course with local community and organization, and better presence in the region. Although we have ICANN in Istanbul, which can be somehow related to Southeastern Europe, it's not...
It is in Asia Pacific.
Yes, of course. So that's it. Any comments, any questions?
If I may add something, it's Nelly. As a member of Nelly speaking, as a member of the Fellowship Selection Committee, I just want to add that we don't have a lot of applicants from this region. And even though the number is growing, comparing to other regions, the situation is really very bad, so we should somehow promote this fellowship program because it gives really a lot of value will bring value to the region as well.
Mm-hmm. Something else?
Thank you very much, Tushan. I think this is a really good, nicely structured proposal. And it seems to have some support. I know that, as you said, already in the Dublin meeting, where we actually had a very well-attended Southeastern European meeting, that very well-attending community had already, I think, expressed pretty strong support for a Southeastern strategy. So I think we should probably go ahead with that. What I would suggest is maybe we'll have the transcript, of course, so what we could do is just refine the what's on the slides. I think it would be good if you all agree if we shared these ideas with the mailing list. I think we should allow for people to comment. Maybe we could have something like a Google Doc or rather such a wiki type thing so people can edit. There's a couple of minor points I have on the detail, you know, things that I think we could add. A note, which is that ICANN doesn't have much money, but we can help with knowledge. But we have a bit. One thing I think about is I think we should think about how we can, I think you've mentioned it because you talk about associating with people like ENISA, for instance. I think it would be great if we could think about how we can bring in others who are active in this region to support an effort like this. So if I think just on the top of my mind right now, I know that RIPE are very interesting in the region. We work very well with them, of course, so there would be a natural ally for us to help get this off the ground. But I'm really, really happy that you've done this. I think it's going in the right direction. When we send this out for comments, that will have given me time to add a few more ideas and help structure it. But I think it's definitely a really useful direction. So thank you so much. And we can move on to being even more concrete, I think, even as we refine this. Thank you. Other comments? I mean, is everyone happy with that sort of idea of just refining this a little bit and then putting it out for comments by everyone?
Okay, yeah? Fine.
Okay. So, approved. We will go forward with an SE strategy. And in terms of timeline, I think, you know, we can probably get this out fairly quickly. And I think it would be nice if maybe it could be mentioned and or discussed at CEDIG at some point and try and finalize something before the summer, and then we can get on to action, basically, hopefully as a sort of hopeful timeline. Is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, I think we're under any other business. Okay, so coffee time. Thank you all so much for coming. And so many of us will see each other in CEDIG. And, of course, we will, pending board approval this afternoon, we will find ourselves in our cousins of northeastern Europe in June in Helsinki. Thank you.